This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
That can only mean one thing. Yes, he has joined us in the studio. Matthew Wade from starobserver.com.au. Happy New Year to you, mister.
Happy New Year to you as well, Dean. How's it going?
Very well indeed. Lovely to see you.
You too.
Now, we briefly touched on it, but yesterday, Victoria's Minister for Health, Jill Hennessy, caught up with the gents from Prep Access Now. Do we have any outcomes? Do we know?
No real substantial outcomes, Dean, but I guess the meeting was initially prompted by, you know, the kind of lack of an announcement on World AIDS Day. And so I guess Prep Access Now wanted to speak with her and her advisor just to kind of, you know, push for an expanded trial in Victoria like they've already done in New South Wales. And while no actual concrete outcome was achieved yesterday, one thing that Prep Access Now did tell me was that, you know, the team are on board. So Jill and her team are on board with expanding the trial. It's just a matter of funding. So that seems to be the main hurdle at the moment. It's not because of any kind of, you know, moral issue with expanding it. It's just purely because, you know, funding is the main issue. So from here, I guess they'll go through more meetings, and I think they also plan to meet with the Premier's advisors, and then hopefully something will come out of that.
Yeah.
It's always a bit of a process, I feel like.
A process? My God, I feel like we've been going through this process for the last
Forever, 6 months. Yeah.
We just want to do it. We just want it. We just bloody want it. Just give it to us. All right. Prep orders are up. And up in a big way, Bubba.
In a big way. And I almost feel like this ties into the meeting they had yesterday because it almost proves the necessity.
Yeah. We're flat out.
So basically, one of the main pharmacies that people have been importing PrEP from overseas, it's a South African pharmacy called Green Cross. It's a really popular one. And basically, they've reported that over between November and December of last year, the sale orders online of PrEP jumped by about 85%, which is a massive number. That's a huge increase. And it obviously shows that there's a massive demand for the drug.
Hell yeah.
And obviously, like, I mean, as much as people are ordering online, it just shows, like, how much easier it would be and how necessary it is to make it accessible here.
And the guys, I know we probably shouldn't be publicising this, but for those who are struggling financially, they have what I'm calling scholarships.
Well, yeah, they basically, I know they said because of the increased sales and the 85% rise, I think
they got a few bonus tubs sent
through. I think about 15 or so people will be eligible to get a 3-month batch for free.
So you still need a script from your doctor?
Yes.
But you can get a free lot?
Yes.
If you qualify. Well, that's well done to them. Now, Melbourne's largest synagogue is going to host a Pride Shabbat as part of Midsummer this year.
Yeah, it'll actually...
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's really awesome. It's technically part of Midsummer, but it'll occur next Friday, so it's before it officially kicks off.
Oh, it's a pre-Midsummer.
Yeah, I think it's actually the first event of the festival, but it'll be at the Temple Beth Israel, which is Melbourne's largest synagogue, and basically it'll be a way to honour like the Jewish LGBTI community. I spoke with the rabbi at that synagogue, and he was basically just saying that, you know, a lot of people feel may feel excluded from traditional religions and things like that. So this kind of event is necessary and important because it shows that, you know, Jewish LGBTI people are celebrated and are accepted. And so it should be a really great night.
Fan-bloody-tastic. Very good. Now, meanwhile, trans advocates have condemned the recent transphobic comments made by Barry Humphries. Now, I only caught this out of the corner of my eye yesterday. What's going on here?
So basically, I was in an interview with an international paper. Barry Humphries was talking about Caitlyn Jenner, and he used that as a platform to talk about the trans community more widely and basically said that trans women...
Oh, he didn't
women,
do a Jermaine Greer, did he?
He actually specifically sided with, like, accepted, like, sorry, said that he endorsed Jermaine's comments and said that trans women were basically just mutilated men.
Oh! No!
Yes, so...
Really?
Yeah.
Barry!
Yeah.
Naughty!
So the trans activists, yeah. It was really incredible.
Oh, that's bloody ridiculous.
It's awful. I couldn't believe it. Like, it's just, I mean, I know there are obviously transphobic people out there, but I just,
Here's
I mean.
He's a man that is frocked up. Not that that's even relevant.
But you're right.
Like, for his career.
Exactly.
And he's not getting even half of it?
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Wow.
So, you know, Sally Goldner, who was, you know, the Globe's Person of the Year last year, sure. She was basically saying, you know,
naughty Barry.
She's sick of having to basically debate her existence. And both her and also Margot Fink from Minus 18 were both reflected the same sentiment that, you know, Humphreys isn't an expert on trans issues. He's not a trans person.
It pisses me off that we can't just let people be what they want to be.
Yeah. It's
and be
so
cool
ridiculous.
With that.
I'm not sure if it was a way to kind of bait, like it was going to generate a good headline or something. It's just something like that. But just having, if he genuinely has those ideas and has the same sentiment as Jermaine Greer, I just think it's awful. It's 2016. Like, how can you possibly think that's such a...
But I don't think even Jermaine Greer phrased it so...
So vehemently, no. I don't think so either. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that was a bit rude, frankly.
Him using the word mutilation is incredibly stigmatizing, and it's actually, it's awful, so... He should definitely know better.
Yeah, he should. And he's certainly lost a lot of points with that one. Now, I didn't know. I should have looked at this before I spoke to him. CEO of the Victorian AIDS Council, Simon Ruth, who we just had on the phone, has been appointed as a board member for Vic Health.
Yeah, so...
What does that mean?
I guess it
sounds important.
Means, I like to hope that it's important for our sake, because I guess, earlier this week, Vic Health announced a few new board members on their team, and one of them is going to be, as you said, Simon Ruth.
I'll send him a text.
And I guess the role of those people is to help bring input and insights into the organization to help them with, like, I guess, planning initiatives and organizing what they're going to do throughout the year. And because naturally Simon Ruth's experience has been predominantly like in the HIV and AIDS sector for, you know, over 20 years, I'm hoping that expertise will lend itself to new and exciting initiatives in that field.
So just clarify for me.
Yes.
What is Vic Health?
It's just, I guess, the peak kind of state body, you know, health body that...
It is the department or it isn't the department?
I think it's funded by the department. This is where I probably should... I feel like...
No, I should know myself, but I don't. And I can't kind of work out what they do.
Well, I mean, my experience with them in the past has mainly been... in the realm of domestic violence, but I know that they organise a lot of different projects and initiatives.
They promote healthy living and jogging and stuff.
But they're tied, quite closely with the government, and I guess they kind of work with them to develop those kind
of
things.
Do they do policy?
Yeah, I guess they help to develop, like, plan that kind of stuff.
We might have
yes.
to ask Simon.
Yeah.
All right. Now, what's on your hit list for Midsummer 2016, Matthew?
Oh, my goodness. There's a lot of things on, to be honest. There's an exhibition called Company of Men, which I think might be at the Laird or somewhere in Collingwood. That's basically just going to be an exhibition of photographs and videos and imagery of five men.
Oh, yeah. We've got five minutes to fill, so I want to know what's on your hit list.
Yes, that'll be really awesome. I think also some of the works are inspired by the queer filmmaker Bruce LaBruce, who's one of my favourites.
Oh,
I think
wow.
That'll be really cool. I don't think he's going to be here for that, but regardless, because it's Bruce LaBruce, I'm definitely there for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why do you like him?
I think because a lot of his films were very... I mean, he hasn't brought out one in a few
bit
years.
A out there,
definitely.
Them.
Very yes. subversive, very, like, embroiled in, like, queer politics.
Slash porn.
Yeah,
Well, I mean, it's an edge, isn't there?
Definitely. But I actually almost think that his films were kind of like a way to comment on, you know, the heteronormative mainstream society and kind of turn it upside down. So I think it'll be cool to see some of those works, or at least reflections of those works in that exhibition. There's also a lot of plays, and I think it's one thing which I think is really cool at Midsummer is a lot of the stuff this year is actually going to be hosted in Western suburbs, I think, as a way to kind of...
They've been doing that increasingly more and more each year, and it's just taken off. It's gone gangbusters over in the West.
It's great, actually, because I'm from the Western suburbs.
Ah, there you go.
And as much as there's obviously a queer community there, I think it's cool that they'll have, obviously plays, performances out in that area as well.
Now, a little birdie told me that the number one hit so far before Midsummer has even started is Kath and Kim Trivia.
Cutting a trivia.
There was 1,300 in the pre-register.
Wow.
And they were only going to do, doors open, come on in.
Yeah.
But because there was so many pre-registered, they've actually ticketed it. And not only did they sell out one show in 2 hours, they sold out a second show in another 2 hours.
So does that mean now the tickets are all sold out?
Both shows are sold out.
Oh, my goodness.
And there's rumour going around that they may even be able to squeeze
a third one in.
But how mental is that?
It's funny that you say that, because that was genuinely... I was going to mention that as well. Like, I thought... I'm totally down for that. Like, Kevin Kim... Like,
you and everybody else, apparently.
I should have gotten in early. Wow, that's incredible. Yeah.
Sold out.
That's amazing. Mental. I think it shows. I mean, I'm not sure how the...
I mean, those two aren't even funny.
I think
hello,
it'll be...
Hello, Thomas. Hello, Carl.
No, they were at the Midsummer. They were at the program launch talking. They were great. I think, you know, Thomas is also going to do a show as Rhonda Butchmore, you know, doing a tour of the Arts Centre. So
surprise,
that'll be really fun.
Surprise.
But now I'm kicking myself. I'm hoping I can still get to the Kath and Kim one because that'll be great.
Yes, well, they're certainly a funny duo. What else have we got? Will you be at Midsummer Carnival, of course? Kicks off next Sunday.
Definitely.
Joy 94.9 will be there big time.
Yes, as will Star Observer. But I'm very excited for that. That's always the highlight for me because, you know, it's an opportunity for, I guess, all the queer community to come together and celebrate, and it'll be really wonderful. I'm just trying to think. There's so many things. Like, it's actually, like, we're pretty spoiled for choice this year, but I guess there are a lot of different theatre shows and cabaret performances and things like that that I'm really interested in seeing.
Well, I can let you in on a little secret. Next week, Tennille Moisel, Festival Director of Midsummer, yes, is going to be joining us right here on the line to fill us in on what we need to go and see. Matthew Wade from starobserver.com.au, thank you very much for joining us in the studio today.
Thanks, Dean.
My name's Dean Beck. Thank you so much for joining me. Till next time, keep well, take care, bye-bye.
This Joy program has a podcast and you can subscribe to it at joy.org.au.
Your community.
Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.